WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is All of It. Today, New York City enters phase one of a four-part reopening plan. The city has been under a stay-at-home pause order since March 22nd. Bars and restaurants moved to takeout and delivery only, schools shut down, cultural institutions and Broadway went dark, and many office employees started working from home. Now, after 3 months of all of this, in an effort to help curb the spread of COVID-19, the city will slowly wake up. Joining us now to share a guide to the city's reopening is Gothamist editorial director Jen Carlson. Jen Carlson, it's so good to talk to you.
You too, Allison.
Can't wait till I can actually see you again. Let's start with mass transit. So it's remained open with this limited service throughout this pandemic, throughout the pause, but now more people will be using it as it opens. So is it going to go back to a normal schedule? Is that the plan?
It'll be mostly normal. They're going to keep it closed from like 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. to do the cleaning that they've been doing. But otherwise, it's going to be pretty much the same.
So what are some of the details of, they have this 13-point action plan for safe return? That sounds so...
That pretty much comes down to the hygiene and the social distancing that we've been all practicing for the past few months. They're also going to increase service a little bit to, like, sort of an effort to make the train cars less crowded, since we don't want to see the crowding happening right now. And they're making masks available and hand sanitizer available. But in the end, we're kind of winging it.
So you spoke to some epidemiologists and health experts about the safety of mass transit at this point. A lot of people are really concerned about this. What did you find out about face coverings, masks, social distancing when it comes to preventing transmission on mass transit?
Mm-hmm. So what I learned is basically that ventilation is going to be key. And I don't think that our old subway cars have the greatest ventilation system. So then it comes down to what we can do to protect ourselves and each other, which is wearing a mask and keeping a distance. And Stephen Morris, an epidemiologist at Columbia, pointed out what we've been hearing, which is that the transmission is really coming from inhaling droplets, which is why the masks are important and the social distancing is going to be important. And you're going to want to wash your hands right after you get off the train. So those kinds of, it's just kind of common sense to us at this point what to do.
So how many people are anticipated to return to work this week?
The high number is 400,000. It might be down to like 200,000. They weren't really sure. And those are going to be this new phase of workers that are allowed to go back to work, which is in the manufacturing industry, wholesale supply chain businesses, agriculture, fishing, forestry, hunting. I don't know how much of that we'll see in New York City. landscaping businesses. And the big one is retail, but it's going to be very different. It'll be at first curbside pickup and in-store pickup. So you'll see things like bookstores maybe reopening, and you'll have to like maybe pre-order ahead and then pick up your book on the curb.
So what other kind of safety protocols will be in place? Curbside, anything else?
A lot of it will be like for workers, you'll see things like temperature checks and, you know, daily health screenings. And, you know, again, masks will be really important. And then in office buildings, when that comes back to our lives, they're going to have like one person on an elevator at a time, which should be interesting.
Oh, my.
So it'll be a different world as we enter these phases.
One at a time. Okay. So how do we determine whether phase one was a success? Were any metrics provided, what they need to meet, what we need to meet?
Yeah, the state came up with criteria for reopening, and the city actually added three more benchmarks that we need to hit. So Cuomo and de Blasio will be keeping an eye on the numbers and the data that we're getting, and they'll determine if we can move to the next phase.
Do we have any sense of when that might be? Are they ballparking it, or are they just saying, let's phase one for now?
For now, they're saying late June, early June, early July, we might hit phase two. But, you know, we've been seeing all the protests, and with all these workers going back to work, they're going to have to keep an eye on whether or not they see a spike in numbers.
Well, you know, we've been talking about New York City. What can we learn from other cities that have already entered phase one?
You know, I think all the cities are learning together with this. And New York City is just a different city. We rely much more on mass transit here. So I think we're just going to have to all see together how our different cities are reopening and what's working. In LA, you know, they have their own cars, so like that might be a little bit more safer, but they reopened some things like dining, like restaurants, I think a week ago, and they have seen a spike. But they're not really sure why they're seeing that spike. So kind of a waiting game and seeing all this data coming in.
I'm talking to Jen Carlson, Gothamist editorial director. She's written a guide to New York City's reopening. As I mentioned, you spoke with epidemiologists. Let's talk about socializing. People are really itching to talk to their friends and being with their friends. What is the best way to go about this at this point?
You know, epidemiology is a lot of kind of educated guesswork. And when I spoke with a few epidemiologists about just like hanging out, can you hang out outside a little bit of a distance from your friend, maybe if they have a backyard or something, and while wearing a mask? And, you know, I think you have to take into account, like, have your friends been hanging out with other friends? And you might have to have awkward conversations like that. Like, you want to have the same friends hanging out with the same friends in your little, like, pandemic bubble.
That was your question. Can I hang with a select group of friends, a pandemic pod?
Yeah, pandemic pod.
How do they feel about that, the experts?
And the experts were like, you know, we're very much still in this pandemic, and we're going to have to come up with like a new set of guidelines as we get through these phases, because people are going to want to start hanging out, especially if you see people, you know, we're going to protest now. So it kind of makes you feel like things are getting back to normal when they're not really getting back to normal. But if you're going to a protest, you might think, well, then why can't I go, you know, have a drink with my friend in her backyard or something? So the epidemiologists were just like, you know, it's a question we're going to have to really think about and, you know, come up with guidelines as we move forward. And if you're going to do it, just you have to be safe. You have to keep your distance, wear a mask, and, you know, kind of make sure that your friends aren't hanging out with other friends.
That is going to be a bunch of awkward conversations. Jen Carlson is Gothamist editorial director. Jen, thanks so much.
Thank you, Allison.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink. Drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.